must understand that as we journey daily, that each journey, each step you're taking is a step of faith. You don't know that you're going to be able to take that next step. You do not know at what time something's going to happen to you. You don't have to be old like me to think about leaving this planet Earth in the human condition.
Amen.
You don't have to be old to do that. It happens. Right?
Amen.
As we consider this journey of life, I want you to know that faith is the power that'll give you the strength for the next step. Faith is the power of the shield around you. When you have that faith in Jesus Christ, the one that you gave your heart to, the Savior of all creation, when you have that faith in Him, you have His protection. You see, you cannot protect yourself against the unseen. What is faith? The Bible says, faith is a part of your everyday life. Faith, well, faith is what you hope for, and it's the evidence of things unseen. Faith, what you hope for, the evidence of things unseen. You feel the wind, but you don't see the wind. Yet you say the wind is blowing. How do you know that? Because of particles that may be in the air. You're watching the leaves, but you can't see the actual wind. But you feel it. Faith is power. Faith goes beyond human existence. Faith, Lord, we trust you. When we say that, we need to focus a little more on believing that. For when we say we have faith believing, then what I will say to you is, believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is going to follow through with what he says. Believe that the Holy Spirit is going to direct you in the next word, in the next battle with life. Believe that God the Father is always going to be watching over his children. Believe it with all your being. And when you believe it with all your being, you will see faith in action. Meaning you will see the promise of God moving around you. Faith. Oh, we use the term a lot, but what we need to do is use the power of it. Faith in Jesus. Jesus is real. He's a person. Jesus is not just somebody that's coming back. Jesus is the one that's in your heart. And he has placed his power, the Holy Spirit, from his Father within each one of us to give us strength for our everyday journey. Faith produces God's peace. Now, folks, we talk about peace. We talk about joy of the season. But that joy and that peace will only come through faith, believing in Jesus. John 14, verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift, Jesus says. A gift, peace of mind and heart. A gift, peace of mind and heart. Merry Christmas. Jesus said, I'm going to give you the gift of peace of mind and heart. Do we not understand that that's the greatest gift could ever be given and the greatest gift that could ever be received? Is that peace of mind, peace of heart. What's he talking about your heart? He's talking about your spirit, peace inside of you, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace of power, faith, believing, faith knowing, faith seeing. I see faith. I see Jesus. Every Christian does within their heart as soon as they accept him. Or is it physical? No. Jesus came physically as a human being so that he could feel the pain that you're going through. So he could go through all the temptations that anyone would ever go through. Jesus came for the purpose. The purpose was for the salvation of the human race. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. My faith lets me know that. I trust Jesus who gave me that faith. Faith isn't something you earn. Faith is a gift from Jesus, our Savior. Faith is not something that you can conjure up. Or, I'll study more. I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll have more faith. Well, let me ask you this. When you're sitting around and you're thinking, boy, I wished I had more faith. I wished I had more faith. Let me pose this question. Are you using the faith you have been given? See, Jesus doesn't waste. Why is he going to give you more faith if you're not using the faith that he's given you? Why? He says, I give you life. I give you life more abundant. I give you life the world doesn't understand. Do you believe me? Faith is believing. Do you believe what Jesus says? If you believe me, come to me. Remember Peter on the water getting out of the boat? Peter didn't have any trouble believing and trusting Jesus until he saw the world. What pulls us away today? Is it not the world? Is it not the bright, shiny things of the world that distract us, pull us away? And Jesus said, look to me. I'll give you the peace. I'll give you rest. What a gift that he's going to leave us with. Peace of mind and heart. You know, when I did counseling, one of the comments that I would always hear, I just need some peace. I just need a little peace of mind. You know, I just don't feel right on the inside. That's the heart. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile. No, listen to me, folks. When you accept that peace from Christ in your faith, believing, nothing can take that away from you. Nothing. Not cancers. Not any kind of ailment that you might have. Not any enemy of yours or God's. Now, let me explain something to you. If you have an enemy and you're a Christian, that enemy becomes God's enemy. Do you hear me? Therefore, you need to understand, as a child of God, you're watched after by God the Father as he sends his Holy Spirit. As you will see the angels of God that have been dispatched by God to watch over you, to watch over your loved ones. Remember Job? He prayed continually for his 10 children. And I always like one of the modern language comments, the way it was stated, was that Job says, I pray for my children that they aren't so stupid that they're going to do something foolish before God. So on their behalf, I lift up prayer for them. Now, you and I know that as we grew up and we were in certain different ages, I did not always use wisdom in my teens. I didn't always use wisdoms in my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Think of it. But God says the prayer is offered up. Job offered it up for his children. How do I know that his children made it to heaven? Remember when Job had lost everything? Never forget this. He was given back twice, as the scripture goes down, twice as much as he ever had. But God granted him, he had 10 children, 7 boys, 3 girls. But when the children came again, there was only again 10. Why? He didn't double them because he didn't lose them. He just needed to wait to get to see them later. You see, there's where faith is for your life. You think it's bad today? It'll probably get worse tomorrow. But right in the middle of the worst as it can get, when God looks to your heart and sees that you believe, then get prepared. For there will be such an outpouring of the power of God that his promise of peace of mind and heart. And he said, don't be troubled or afraid. That's faith, believing that he's going to take care of it. Actually, he already has. When you pray, he's already taken care of it because you're showing him that you believe you have prayer in him. Faith accepts God's peace. See, it's not only does he give peace and that production of peace through faith, but he gives to us a peace that we can accept. Says, now, I want you to accept this peace. I know from Scripture that God said, I'll give it to you. And when people say, I'm not at peace, what's wrong? You are not accepting the peace that God is offering. Because maybe you think that you're going to have to do something you really don't want to do for that peace. That peace that's a gift to you was earned by Jesus on a cross. When he died for you, he died for you completely. All of you. All that is in. He took the guilt of your sin on that cross. He put it all together and he says, I give you peace. But have the faith to accept the peace. Peace has already been given. Just believe it. Listen to Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Paul is speaking, and he says, I have learned to be satisfied. Well, you know, you have to learn it. Because a baby starts crying. It takes a lot to satisfy that baby. Satisfaction. Well, most of the time, that's according to the individual, what it's going to take that's going to bring that satisfaction. But God said, I want you to accept my peace. Paul said, I learned to be satisfied with the things I have and with everything that happens. Whew! That's a lot, isn't it? I've learned to be satisfied with the things I have and with everything that happens. I know how to live when I am poor. And I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens. Man, what a secret that he learned. That secret is the secret of faith. The faith believing. Believing is the faith. The secret is in that trusting. The one who gave us the faith said, trust me. Well, if you take the faith that he gives you, why would you not trust him with it? And why would you not understand that that's how you can grow? And I know how to live when I have plenty, and I have learned the secret of being happy at any time and everything that happens. I can do all things. That's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. Or I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't care what translation you're using. Says the same thing. Meaning is thou. All things through Christ. Not some things. I can do this, but I can't do that. Listen to me, folks. Christians. Through this time of year, through the situation that we're dealing with within our own nation, and watching the nations of the world as they rattle the sabers of war against the United States, as you pay attention to all that is going on, I want you to put the most attention you've ever paid to the Word of God. God says, no army is strong enough to take my children from me. There's no army that is wise enough that they can come in the back door. The nation who lifts up the Lord in praise, that nation shall see God's power and God's protection. Amen. And don't you ever start worrying about it. I was brokenhearted when I was reading the stats last night on over 4,000 churches closed in this past year. 4,000 churches closing. 16,000 pastors a month leaving the ministry. What's going on? Well, let me put it back on us pastors. It doesn't always get easy when you're pastoring and dealing with so many personalities. But if you're not called to it, you won't be able to stand up when Satan attacks. But it's the calling by Almighty God, that touch of the Master's hand that calls that pastor to preach his word. And when you've got the calling, you can't have the quitting. You can't have the giving up. My Savior never gave up on me. But I do not blame those pastors who are getting out either. For until you have lived that life, lived in the life to where that an individual, you see them finally giving up on life, quitting. Until you had to live their life, don't be such a judge. Have mercy and offer grace. But what I bring to your attention is this. What are we going to do if all the preachers quit preaching? God says, I will not strive with man continually. And the time is coming when they will look for a word from me and they will not receive it. For the time is close at hand for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his church. And those who believe will be taken to be with him. But you and I have got a job to do until then. Do you hear me? And quitting ain't it. You stand the ground for Jesus. After all, did he not take the ground for us? Is it not because of who he is that you and I can have this precious gift called faith, hope, and love? It's the faith. Trust God's peace. Trust him. Trust him that he will bring that peace. You're going to be uneasy, Christian. You're going to be worried about the future of your kids, your grandkids, your own future, your own family. You're going to be worried until through faith you give it to the Lord. You can't be there to protect your children all the time. You can't always talk your children into doing what you think they should do. You know why? Because that's not your responsibility. That's the Holy Spirit. There wasn't anybody, when I announced my call to preach, that stood with me. You know why? I don't believe it. Well, it wasn't about what they believe. It's about what I believed. And I got the call, the touch of the Master's hand. And then it all changed. For God showed those who love me the truth. Yeah, I called him. I know he's a mess, but I called him, and I called him to love. You see, the greatest gift that I have is a call by God, from God, to love. I tell you all time that I love you. You're a gift from God to me. So therefore, the responsibility of love, that I tell you the truth, that I preach the gospel, that I will stand up for what I know God has placed in my heart is right. And I can promise you, I will do everything in my power to make sure that I never step out of line and take the wrong direction. And I got people like Randy Kidder, Jason, my son, Kelly, my daughter-in-law, that are always there with a whip to make sure that I get back in line if I get too far out. You know what that is? That's love. That's we care. And God says, trust the peace that I give you. Isaiah 26:3. You, Lord, give true peace. I mean, when you got the peace of God, folks, there's nothing can take that away from you. There's no fear of what somebody says, whether it's doctors or anybody else. No fear. Because it's a gift from God. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. Well, that's the question. Do you trust the Lord? It doesn't matter. Now, listen, we're having entirely too many suicides again. Military and all. Listen to me. If you're listening today, don't do it. Don't do it. Your life is important to God. God has sent his son to give his life so that your life will have meaning. Will tomorrow be brighter? You better believe it will. But it has to do with the foolishness that you fall for today. Be around to see the brightness of tomorrow. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch your life, and this trust in God's peace becomes such a part of who you are. That life that you have, this is for all of us, is a gift from God, and it's not yours. When you talk about that's my child, that child of yours is a gift from God, and he will come to claim his child back one day. I was a child once. I belong to Christ once. It can't change. I am now the child of God, and I know it and recognize it, and I am proud to say I have faith believing that God will follow through with everything his word says and then some. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he watches over. Those of you who have ever been in combat, you think of this. When you look back on it now, and the older you get, the more you start looking back, but I want you to think about something. I can look back now and I see the hand of God saving my life time and time again. That's God's touch. Oh, I get to see it now. I was too afraid in the middle of it to see anything. But now I see. Don't you see that in your life? How God has intervened and moved you right on and right around? That's faith, believing. That's God tapping you on the shoulder and saying to you, who are not a believer as of yet, trust me and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. The whole world is looking for the peace. God bless them. They're just looking in the wrong direction. They're looking through the wrong things. They have the lens of the world they're looking through. I tell you, my friend, that God wants us to look through the lens of faith. He said, trust me. I'll take care of the rest. Faith loves God's peace. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 165. This is the longest chapter in the Bible. The longest chapter in the Bible. Those who love your teaching will find true peace, and nothing will defeat them. Nothing will defeat them. Well, let me read it again. Those who love your teaching will find true peace, and nothing will defeat them. Nothing. I'm a Christian. I can't be defeated. Oh, you can kill me physically, but only if God gives you permission. You can do all manner of harm against me verbally, but only until God steps in to clear the slate. You see, those who are children of God are treated as children of God. Have faith and know for a fact Jesus loves you. Why don't you do that survey in your own life? Take time, and I want you to look back. Some are still so young, they don't have long to look back to. But I guarantee you, as you age, you will notice that the gift you have was always there as soon as you said yes to Jesus. That's the word of God. I just shared with you this morning. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. You take His Word and apply it to your heart. I'm going to do something a little different this morning as we go off the air. We're all going to stand in a moment, and I am going to ask James to come down here with me, James. And as he comes down here, I'm going to offer up a special prayer with you all praying on his behalf too, as he goes into the United States Air Force. I'm proud of you, son. I know your family is. Love you, brother. And as we lift him to the Lord in prayer, we ask God for his protection and that God will intervene on any enemy that will ever come against him. Let's stand together, if you would, please. And let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we give you thanks and praise for James. I ask you, Father, now as you touch his life, as he goes in to the service for us, for America, that you will always protect him, Father, that you will always guide and direct him, giving him the peace that only you can give. Let that peace, Father, be so much a part of who he is that he will never forget it, and that we won't forget our love for him, and our prayers will continue. In Jesus' name, amen.